in a world where we are so divided, so polarized, one organization is proactively working to bring unity. That organization is the Kingdom Group International, and I'm Elmo Winters, host of our live podcast, Building the Bridge. Join me as we build the bridge together that will unite us all. Welcome to the Building the Bridge podcast. I'm Elmo Winters of the Kingdom Group International, and I want to thank you for joining us, especially those of you who are here for the second time. We are grateful for you. And folks, I just want you to know I am ready to get busy to make a difference. My question is, are you? Did I mention to you before that I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired of all the talking that's going on today, especially from the church and its leaders? So I'm asking you, can God's people please stop talking and do something? Listen, folks, I get it. We have some serious issues all around us. And if I hear one more other person tell me about how horrible this country is, I am going to explode. We have our athletes who are taking a knee, and I'm not talking about their praying, but I get it. I see Black Lives Matter doing their thing. Okay, I get that too. We have a lot of stuff, folks, to deal with. Why can't the believers, God's people, come up with some solutions? Somebody in the body of Christ, can you please help me with the situation? And those of us who believe, do you truly have a plan? I'll be back in a moment with some answers. Another question. How many of you all listening truly believe the Bible, the Word of God? And before you answer so quickly, does your actions prove you to be a liar? Now, I contend that many I know read the Word of God. I know many people can quote it, many of them better than I can. But most of the people I know, I see, do not live the Word of God. And unfortunately, it's going to take a solution, a real miracle from God to straighten out the mess we have in our world today. Now, I can demonstrate this simply with one verse of scripture. Very familiar one. Most of us know it. We quote it all the time. Philippians 4:13, which says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. My question is, do you truly believe that? You see, people who truly believe this, they live victorious lives. They are my kind of people. They are action people. Some of them talk, but mostly they are all about doing something about the problems, the issues, and coming up with solutions. People of this ilk, they don't make excuses. Now, these people, they have problems too. But I'm talking about those who truly believe Philippians 4:13, they're overcomers, built more than overcomers. They overcome their problems through the power of Christ. People who believe Philippians 4:13 and live by it don't talk about bad things. They are the ones that are not taken by or overtaken by their problems. Take the race issues and a lack of unity in our world today. And we're going to talk about that when I come back in just a moment. Continue where I left off. How bad is the issue of race in this country? Pretty bad, right? But I have a different take on it. I pause and ask the question, is there anything too hard are too big for God? And the obvious answer is no, nothing. So why is there still this issue of racial division in this great country of ours? And yes, I did say great. Contrary to what you may believe, I still believe America is a great country. And having traveled throughout the world, I've found nowhere else I want to live but right here in the USA. So back to the question, why are we still so divided? Could it be that man is not seeking God's solution? He is too busy going after his way to solve the problem? How is that working for you is my question. You see, folks, we better wake up and realize Satan has distracted us to the point where much of the divisive racial rhetoric is heard in the church. Too often, it's our spiritual leaders, it's our pastors, it's the clergy who say they are just looking out for their people. But you know, the truth of the matter is we need to start looking to God for all the people. Our churches are the most polarized entities in this country, when we should be leading the charge on unity. The world should be looking at us and wanting to pattern after us because we, the church, is so unified. Yet, we pride ourselves on being a one-race assembly. And you think about it. How truly diverse is your church? Or better yet, how pleased is God at what you call church? I wonder if you can say, in fact, that you know he is pleased. Have you reached out to others who do not look like you? Is your church actively pursuing people of your community that are different from you? Do you really want to be a part of the diverse church? There are some people who do not. Let's finish this discussion. If your congregation is all of one ethnicity, you might just be part of the problem. If all the people you work with look like you, you just might be part of the problem. What about your neighbors? The schools your kids attend, are they all like you? Then you just might be part of the problem. Folks, let me leave you with this. Throughout the Word of God, we see God's desire for his church, his people, to be multi-ethnic. Is yours? What efforts have you made to reach across the barriers and yoke up with someone who may not be of your race? Or are you comfortable with your own group, your own race? You don't really want to be around people who don't look like you. You know, I want to lead you with this. If talking about our problems and our issues would solve them, we would have no issues at all. But folks, it's time for us to do what God has called us to do. I'm reminded of the prayer of Jesus Christ in John chapter 17, 21, where he said that his prayer was all about, it was to the Father, but he was praying for us that we would be one, like he and the Father was one, and that in doing so, we would be the unmistakable evidence that the Father had sent the Son. We would be the living message of the gospel. That's what God has called us to be, not to have your own thing, have your own church, but to be to this world a promise that God has already sent his Son to save mankind. Pray for you at this time. Lord, we thank you for another chance to speak for you to your people. We pray, God, that churches and pastors and leaders would get on board with being a powerful catalyst for change when it comes to racial division. You desire unity, and so should we. I pray, dear God, that somebody will be provoked. Somebody will be motivated. Somebody will be touched in a manner to say that I do not want to be a part of the status quo, for I'm going to do something differently. Thank you, Lord, for reaching out to us as we were afar off. Teach us how to reach out to others who may be afar off. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Until the next time, Alma Winters signing out with the Building the Bridge podcast. God bless.